You're Mountbank.
I think Mountbank is what she meant. Wrapped up in the word she chose was a root meaning fraud, with a superlative prefix hung out front. It sounded like a cousin word to priest. Blade would have been amused. I was amused. Goda had restrained herself with Doge in the past. Compared to how she'd berated everyone else, she deferred to Uncle usually, albeit with poor grace. Now, they squabbled like children. I got the impression that their quarrel had nothing to do with what they really wanted to fight about. Even so, the tiff was interesting where I could follow it. Tide's special mission in life is to poop parties. He embarrassed those two silent long enough to get in the news that they were quarreling amidst all the bone warriors in the world, at least one of whom understood their blather. Doge responded instantly. He shut his mouth and went for a walk. I said, I hope some nervous type don't pick him off in the dark. Tide went after him. Goda shut up only because Doge's departure left her to carry both sides of the argument. She considered starting up with me, but she recalled that whatever I was to her daughter, I was a soldier of darkness too. Anyway, I wasn't Yuang Bao, and only the worms of the earth are lower than that. I was in a peckish mood myself, having been wakened prematurely. I said I rather enjoyed that. Goda made a sputtery noise as she stalked away. Of the general darkness, I asked, anybody know anything about a constellation called the Noose? Or any stories about it? Nobody knew anything, naturally. Over the next several days, I asked the question of everybody I ran into and always got a negative answer. Even Narayan Singh, a logical resource for information about nooses, seemed unfamiliar with the constellation. He didn't say so in so many words, of course, but Lady was familiar with Deceiver lore and knew nothing, nor was she able to pry anything out of the living saint. Poor guy seemed destined to be the living martyr, Narayan Singh. The heartline of his existence consisted of unrelenting terror. After assuring myself that the Shadow Gate was holding, I ambled back down to my bunker. The standard seemed almost aglow with power. Something noteworthy was going on there. I would have to go see Croker, if my inner thigh healed enough, if I ever got any sleep. My in-laws were no problem. None had gone back to our nasty little bunker. I had its stone floor and stink to myself. I was asleep about the time I chunked my head onto my rock pillow. Chapter 81. For a while, I just slept. In fact, I'm convinced that I dreamed normal dreams, though I can't recall them now. Then, gradually, my spirit slipped its moorings again, in a kind of tattered, fuzzy way that might have indicated difficulty letting go. I felt no resistance, but I wasn't trying to go anywhere. I was just drifting. I floated upward. It did take an effort of will, but I faced southward, trying to find the noose of stars that had gotten Mother Goda exercised. Yes, there they were. But I had to climb 1,000 feet to see them all, and even then, they were not easily discerned. They had dropped dramatically in a very short time. In fact, when I reflected on it, I could not understand how they might have risen high enough for me to see from the Shadow Gate. I did not let that trouble me, though.